May the words that I speak and the meditations of all of our hearts find favor with you, dear Lord. Amen. Well, here we are, the second Sunday in Advent. And doesn't it feel like the longest Advent ever? We've been preparing, anticipating, and waiting for months, since mid-March and the beginning of this pandemic. And so we can readily identify with the Old Testament lesson today in Isaiah, where the Israelites have been held captive in Babylon, and God has delivered them. And in the words of Isaiah, they have served their term. Well, many of us feel like we have served our term too. And we too long to be delivered from this pandemic. We too long to go home, back to the before times. We have not been idle during this pandemic. In fact, we have been quite active. We have been preparing. We've cleaned out our closets. We've cleaned out our kitchen cabinets. We've reorganized our files. We've organized our sock drawers. We have been preparing. We have been active. But we are tired of waiting. We are tired. We have tried to adapt to the new normal. And now we want to see the end of this pandemic advent. We all want, no, we need a little Christmas. As a wise friend of mine once said, to remember is to understand. And if we remember when we were children, then we will understand that for children, Advent has always been the longest season. The days have seemed like weeks, and the weeks have seemed like years leading up to Christmas. For us as kids, Advent had very little meaning. The hope, the love, the joy, the peace, the gifts of the season did not make much of an impression on us. We were too busy putting together our Christmas lists. We were too busy writing our letters to Santa. Yeah, there was hope. There was hope. But it was all about us. It was what we hoped to get for Christmas. I hope I get the Schwinn bike. I hope I get the Tiny Tears doll. In my case, I hope that I get that black and white Pinto pony. Every year, that was what I hoped for. I could see my father leading him in from the backyard. He had a black saddle, and I'd run out, hop on the saddle, ride around the neighborhood. That was my hope every year. Didn't happen, but I'm still hopeful. And there was some joy for us as kids during Advent, pressing our noses against the window at Lucky Platten Company, looking at that marvelous winter spectacular display, the tree, the twinkling lights, the presents arrayed under the tree. There was joy in that. But really, not much for us in Advent. Well, there was the Advent calendar. We could cross off the days leading up to Christmas, and if we were lucky, there'd be a little piece of chocolate behind the window. And our parents did try to teach us about Advent. We lit the Advent candles, and our Sunday school teachers, they told us stories about love and peace. But we were too busy trying to stay off Santa's naughty list to have much interest in Advent. For us as kids, Advent was just the endless wasteland that eventually reached the promised land of Christmas. When we grew up, we had a greater understanding and a greater appreciation for Advent and for the gifts of the Advent season. The hope, for instance, it was no longer just about us. It was about our hopes for our kids and our grandkids and our hopes for their health and happiness, well-being, and safety. And love. Love. We learned about the profound power of love in our lives. And we looked for ways to express our love. And we looked for symbols, gifts. Gifts as symbols of our love, that perfect gift for that perfect person. And we learned that not only is it more blessed to give than to receive, it's also a lot more satisfying. It's a lot more fun. And we learned about the joy of the season. We celebrated the joy of the Advent season. The parties, the dinners, gathering together with family and friends. The good food, the telling of stories, stories we'd heard a million times before, and the jokes that we laughed at a thousand times before. There was joy in that. And also the joy of being here at First Lutheran on Christmas Eve. The joy of seeing the candles in the candelabras, the lighting of the tree, the joy in holding our candles and in the dark singing Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. Great joy. And peace. As we grew up, we learned the importance of peace in our lives. Peace is that balance in the midst of the movement of our lives. And we reach that balance, that peace, in different ways, through reflection, meditation, and through prayer. And on Sundays, we would share that peace with one another. The peace of the Lord be with you. And now, during this pandemic Advent, we've been challenged to find new ways of sharing the gifts of this season, new ways of sharing the hope and the love and the joy and the peace. Hope. Well, many of our hopes now are focused on a vaccine to prevent COVID-19, and new therapeutics with which to treat the virus. We see light at the end of this long, dark tunnel of the pandemic, and we are hopeful. And love? Love. How do we express love during this pandemic Advent? Well, I suggest there is a new symbol of our love. The mask. It's the new symbol to express our love and our caring love. and our concern for one another. We don't wear it because we enjoy it. We don't wear it as a fashion statement. We don't wear it as a political statement. It is a symbol of our love, our concern, and our caring for one another. Is there joy during this pandemic Advent? Yes, I think there is joy. There's joy in knowing that we can connect with one another even if we are not together. As we are doing right now, we are connecting with one another. There is joy in knowing, in making those connections. And there's joy in knowing that old dogs can learn new tricks, that we can learn how to Zoom and do FaceTime, and we can learn these new ways of being together, even if only remotely. And where's the peace in this pandemic? Is there peace? Yes, there is peace. There is peace in knowing and accepting the fact that we are not in control. But we know who is in control. God is in control. God has not forgotten us. God has not forsaken us. God will lead us from this pandemic as he led the Israelites from captivity in Babylon. This pandemic Advent will end as every Advent ends, with Christmas and with the renewal of God's promise of unconditional love, that love given to us in the birth of his Son, Jesus Christ. So while we don't always control the circumstances of our lives, we can control our attitude. So let's be of good cheer. If we need a little Christmas, well then let's have a little Christmas. Trim the tree, fire up the Yule log, deck the halls, hang the mistletoe, drink a little eggnog, and prepare to receive the greatest gift of all, the gift of God's love, the gift that keeps on giving. O come, Emmanuel, Emmanuel, God with us. God is with us, now and forever. May he add his blessing. Amen.